Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Rob Zuccheri. This is Rob Zuccheri Show. And we got a lot to get to today. I mean, a lot to get to. I'm dying over here. A lot to get to today. I'll tell you, I have the worst sleep. I do. I literally have the worst sleep, and I think it's the bed, because I don't ever remember having back pains or neck pains years and years ago. I used to have a really nice bed years ago. In my prior life, I had a really nice bed. One of them $1,000 beds. I'm not talking about no Craftomatic, adjustable, electronic-y. I'm just talking about your, not average, because an average bed's not $1,000, but your middle of the road. You know, you have like a $300 box spring and $700, $600 mattress. So it's not one of them $3,000 beds. But, $1,000 bed, it's nice. Well, that's gone. That is gone. And I have a new bed. Well, not a new bed. I sleep on a bed that is far from $1,000. And I used to wake up every morning with neck pains. I would have a pain in my neck, like I slept on it wrong. And we got rid of the bed and got a new bed. But again, these aren't $1,000 beds. They're $400 beds. I call it prison beds. So the new bed that I'm on, man, it on the side of my back. So right above my kidneys, stretching up to my shoulder blades on either side. It feels like somebody punched me on either side. It's like I could barely catch my breath. That's how much pain I'm in. I took 4 Advil before we came on the air. It's brutal. And I definitely think it's the bed, because this has been happening recently. The neck doesn't hurt anymore, so the neck pain doesn't hurt. Now it's just brutal. I'm just dying. But anyway, that's my pain. That doesn't concern you, right? That doesn't concern you. Rob, let's talk politics. Let's talk about the show. We want to know what the hell is going on. We want to know about Raul Castro. We want to know about President Obama. We want to know about riots. We want to know about protesters. We want to know about a Trump rally where a protester punched. Now, the funny thing is, I haven't seen this covered today. Now, again, we're on the West Coast and 3 hours behind, so they might have been talking about this hours ago, but I haven't seen it yet. And I'm wondering if I haven't seen it because the protester happened to be a black guy. And you can't have black guys supporting Donald Trump. You can't have that. That's not the narrative that the media wants. You can't have a black guy at a Trump rally. And you definitely can't have a black guy at a Trump rally supporting Trump, punching a protester and kicking him. You can't have that. Are you kidding me? Now it really shatters the narrative of what is going on at these Trump rallies and the violence, as the media says. What's with all the violence? Trump has the violence. Listen, this weekend, And I'm sure you guys seen it, Trump had a rally in Arizona, and you had protesters. You literally had, I think, 30 or 40 protesters. And they were chaining themselves to cars. I kid you not. They were chaining themselves to cars on the road that went to the Trump rally. So you had one street, and the only way in and out of this Trump rally was a road that basically was prevented. It was prevented by protesters chaining themselves. Huh? How's that for peaceful? How's that for peaceful? Imagine that. Seriously, imagine that. Peaceful. Peaceful. Peaceful is preventing. Forget people wanting to go to the. Forget the people wanting to go to the rally. Forget that. Okay? How about if you're just trying to go home? How about if you're just trying to go to the store to get some milk for your hungry baby? I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. You're not necessarily a Trump fan. Imagine what you're going through when the protesters chain themselves to the street and they call it peaceful. It's not peaceful. That's not peaceful. It's absolutely not peaceful. They were arrested. Sheriff Joe Arpaio arrested these people. And, of course, the media isn't too quick to talk about these individuals. They're not. They're not too quick to talk about them because it's wrong for what they did. You could protest. You could stand outside where the police say you can. Okay, guys, stand in this area. We've had this discussion before. And you could hold your signs up. No, no, no. We won't go. Trump is bad. Pollution is bad. I don't know. Whatever the paid protesters these days are screaming about. Could be anything. They're paid to be a disruption. They're paid to engage in civil disobedience. So whatever it is, you have an area. You stand. You scream. You yell. You be disruptive. But when you're traffic, when you're blocking freeway traffic, or you're blocking the entrance to a event, because that was happening too. You had people in Kansas City, and we'll get to that story in a minute. But you had people blocking the entrance. So you're there. You got your ticket. You want to go to the Trump event, and you have people blocking the door. Screaming with signs, just yelling. I mean, this is not a peaceful protest. This is not a peaceful protest. And I've said before, whatever happens, happens. If someone gets punched in the face, someone gets punched in the face. Now, I know that's very taboo, especially if you're on CNN, if you're one of these mindless, ignorant pundits, because they are mindless and they're ignorant. They really are. They're not experts. They're horrible. They really are. They're horrible. Rather, it's CNN, MSNBC, Fox. I'm not sure who's worse, Fox or CNN. Not sure who's worse. MSNBC is just bad. And they're always going to be bad. They're beyond a liberal propaganda tool. They're beyond that. CNN tries. They try not to be partial either way, which makes them horrible. Makes them the worst of the worst. Same thing with Fox. Fox goes out of their way to try not to be a Republican mouthpiece. So they get these pundits that are just, this is horrible. 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 Just beyond horrible. Just beyond horrible. So these protesters, if you want to call them, agitators, anarchists. That's the word, anarchists. Everything. These are anarchists. Troublemakers. Whatever you want to call them. Whatever they're people that are paid to go and get riled up about something that they have no idea what they're being riled up for. I had someone say, God, they're all paid. No, not all, but the ones organizing it, the ones that are planning it, the ones that are sending out emails, they're paid. Those people are paid. It's like creating a party, like a house party. Hey, everybody likes to party, likes to go to raves, likes to go ever. This is what we're doing on this day. This is where we're meeting. This is what's going to be involved. After we're going to have pizza. After we're going to have drinks. After we're going to do this. After those people are paid. Those people are paid. So you had individuals chaining themselves on roads. Sheriff Apayo that had to arrest individuals, and four of them were arrested. And again, that's not peaceful. When you hear the pundits say, "Oh, these are peaceful protests," violence breaks out. Pete, listen, I'll tell you, and I'm not going to be a tough guy, but if I'm trying to, I don't know, get milk to feed my kid, if I'm trying to get home, watch the Lakers game, if I, the list goes on, and I'm on a road, and the only way to where I gotta go is this road that is being blocked, okay? It's being blocked by a bunch of a-holes. That's what they are. They're a-holes. And they're chaining themselves to cars to protest a politician who is speaking. I would get out of my car and I would punch someone in the face. I would get out of my car and punch someone in the face. And that's not me being a tough guy, being Mr. Macho. But if I'm on the freeway and we're getting into, I don't know, the first hour, and someone tells me, here's what's going on. protested, I would get out and I would punch someone in the face. I would. Especially, you know, people seem to forget. People seem to kind of forget that we're not talking about a bank. We're not talking about a business, so to speak, Ralph's or Radio Shack. Talking about a politician, ultimately someone that's going to only exist if individuals vote yes for that person. You know, a business, regardless, banks, stores, churches, whatever, they're there. They are there. There's nothing you can do that's going to stop that business. There's nothing you can do. You can not buy their products. You cannot go to their church. But for the most part, there's nothing you can do. You don't really have a say. You don't really have a say. But when it comes to someone running for president or someone running for the Senate, you don't vote for them. Real simple. Simple. You don't vote for them. That's it. There's the protest. You don't vote for them. Real simple. When you chain yourself to a car on a freeway, you're hurting just your average Joe. You're hurting your average Joe. Hell, you're hurting somebody that might actually not vote for Trump. Here you are prohibiting somebody from traveling to get milk, butter, cheese, whatever. And that person can get out of the car and say, listen, dummy, I'm not voting for him. Okay? I'm not voting for him. I don't like him. It doesn't take me chaining myself to a car. It doesn't take me to disrupt thousands and thousands of people's lives. I'm just not going to vote for him. See? Real simple. Stupid. Stupid. So I would have got out of the car and I would have punched someone. If they did that in L.A., forget about it. Angelinos get out of the car and punch people if they've been in a fender bender and they don't move their car out of the middle of the road. Man, you want to talk about anger? And I'm not talking about an accident where there's death and destruction, but like a little fender bender, little teeny tiny fender bender. And people are like, dude, pull the car to the side of the road. Get it off the road. Well, I'm not supposed to. Get it off the road. I mean, you want to talk about anger. But I'm not supposed to move the car. Where you're supposed to move the effing car, dude. Okay? Yeah, there's nothing wrong. It's a fender bender. Move the car. I know. You're nursing your neck. Move the car. Get it to the side of the road. We go nuts in L.A. Somebody tied themselves to a car. Oh, forget about it. Forget about it. So Trump spoke. And then you had a rally. And again, I haven't seen this publicized at all, because it blows the narrative. But it was actually two people. And they try to say that the one person isn't associated with the other, but, you know, they were within a minute of each other. They're all from the same paid organization, one way or another. So I'm going to say that somehow they were together. Okay, guilt by association. So you had a guy who was carrying a sign that said Trump is bad for America, and it had a Confederate flag and a picture of Trump's face. So this guy had a big sign, long hair, hippie looking dude. He had an American flag shirt on. And then you had an individual that was dressed. It was a girl that was dressed in a KKK hood. So you had a girl dressed in a KKK hood. And she was screaming and yelling, saying she's Trump and this is what Trump represents. And then you had an individual with the Trump is bad for America with the Confederate flag and his picture. So you had these two individuals. They weren't necessarily hand in hand together, but the two incidences happened pretty close to each other. And as the police were ushering the guy, and actually it wasn't police, it was more security. It was more like event security. As they were coming out of the audience with this guy that had the Confederate flag, Trump is bad for America, gentleman pulled it out of his hands. And the gentleman happened to be black. So he pulled it out of his hands, and then the guy screaming at him, and this gentleman punched him in the face. I know you're not supposed to laugh. You're not supposed to, condone violence. You're not supposed to condone violence. Punched him in the face, and then punched him in the back of the head, and then I think he even kicked him one or two times. And then the police got involved, and they arrested the individual that was doing the kicking and punching. And he didn't resist arrest. He knew. He was like, "Eh, so what? So what?" So it's all good. I feel good now. That was he punches the guy in the face, kicks him a few times, and then he puts his hands behind his back as the police come. And they arrest him and walk him out. That's it. He was charged with, I think it said he was charged with a misdemeanor assault. Guy's name was Petway. Pettway. Petway, Tony Petway, 32. Tony Petway. After he punched the guy and kicked him, and the police rolled up on the scene, he put his hands behind his back. They arrested him and took him out of the event. That was it. Over. Took him out of the event. They took the woman in the Klan outfit out of the event. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I don't want to go into another bit on this, but if you want to protest, fine. That's your right. you do what traditional protests have conducted or have been about for years and years and years and years. You stand outside of an event or you stand outside of a business. You hold up your signs. You don't block the entrance. You don't get physical with people. You don't encourage emotions to run high. You don't. And if the emotions run high, you have to take the responsibility of what will happen. That's how it's always been. That's how it's always been in our country. But the liberals have basically took it to a new level of protesting, a new level of, as they would say, civil disobedience, which is going into an event, going into a business, and trying to prevent that business from operating, trying to prevent that event from conducting the business. And then in turn, when someone reacts, there's this shock. There's this shock when someone gets upset, when someone punches them in the face, when someone throws them out with such force that they use their head as a battering ram to open the door. Like I've said, if you're holding a concert, if you're holding a play, if you're watching a movie, if you're in your house, and somebody just shows up and starts peeing on your carpet, somebody just shows up at a concert with a bullhorn, somebody shows up at a play and starts screaming at the people that are conducting the play, there's going to be problems. There's going to be problems. And anybody with a fragment, just like a fragment of a brain, understands that. But because it's Donald Trump, I literally watched Bernie Sanders a few days ago basically justify. He excused what protesters are doing because they're protesting Donald Trump. And he's not the only one. He's not the only one. I watched liberal pundit after liberal pundit excuse protesters, basically say what they are doing is fine. Yes, it's not normal to interrupt an event inside. Rather, you're charging a podium or chaining yourself to a stage. But because it's Donald Trump and because the words he speaks are so horrible and vile and evil, then it's all right to chain yourself or charge the stage. I mean, it's amazing. And in turn, when supporters at a Trump rally react, they are the ones that get the blame. They are the ones that are the bad actors in this situation. They're the in this case, they can't be racist. That's why this is so funny, because it was a black Trump supporter punching a white protester. Normally, it's racism. Normally it's, oh, did you see what that hillbilly white guy, did you see what that neo-Nazi did? He punched this defenseless black man. He punched this black guy. It's solely on race. Remember when the 78-year-old man punched the young black man at that rally, and you actually had countless, you can't even name how many, just countless numbers of pundits say, well, it was only because he was black. It was only because he was black. It had nothing to do with screaming and yelling. Had nothing to do with putting his middle fingers in the air and telling everybody around him to go F themselves. Had nothing to do with that. He got punched by a 78-year-old man only because he was black. Well, this violent outburst in Arizona seems to be a little different. To be a little different, considering the guy that was doing the punching was black, and the one that got punched in the face was white. So you had that incident, you had the people chaining themselves, and then another story that I'm sure you're not going to hear, because remember, and I'm not saying this facetiously, because I'm an animal lover, okay? I mean, I'm not like over the top chicken or don't eat meat. that type of thing. I'm not that over the top. But I'll turn the channel on the Kelly Kukos or McLaughlin commercial comes on, and it has the dogs or cats, and they're all manged up, and they're starving, and they're in a cage, and they're shaking, and you get the guitar playing in the back. I turn it. I'm like, oh, I don't want to see this. It's horrible. So, I say this not criticizing them. I'm just making a point. Liberals are very, very big animal activists. I mean, they're liberals are the ones that are don't eat chicken. They throw the paint on, women wearing fur coats. I mean, that's liberals. Those aren't Republicans. Those are bleeding heart liberals. Now, over the weekend, Kansas City police arrested a woman who punched a police horse right in the face. Yes, a woman, a liberal activist protester who's very, very upset at the rhetoric by Donald Trump. Very upset. And she was at a rally last week in Kansas City. Remember the Chicago swing? Remember the Illinois-Missouri swing that Trump did? And you had the MoveOn.org. You had the professional protesters in the college there in Illinois. And then you had them in Kansas City. Well, while this was going on, a woman by the name of April J. Foster okay, was charged with abuse of a police service animal. She posted $500 bond and is scheduled to appear in court on May 4th. The horse is Dan. It's Dan the horse, not Ed. It's not Ed. It's Dan. And he was hit when the police were trying to control the protesters and keep them out of the street. Remember, you want to protest, that's fine. You want to hold signs up, that's fine. You want to scream and yell, that's fine. But you can't block traffic. You can't block doors into businesses or into events. You can't disrupt people's lives because you're upset that Donald Trump says, let's build a wall. You can't. Stupid. Jeez. And these people think they're you know, these white liberals, man, they think they're MLK. They think they're actually protesting something as important as voting. These white liberals, they think we're look at us. Look how important we are. Look what we're doing. We are going to fight the power. What are you fighting? Well, we don't like Donald Trump talking about deporting illegals. Well, what he's saying is what we should be doing, adhering to the law. Yes, but he's saying it in a way that makes it racist. Okay. So that's what you're protesting about? Yes. Will you stand with us, my brother? Really? Yes, we are fostering the spirit of MLK. Really? You're equating the black folk who were protesting they were protesting because they were not given the right to vote. They were not given the right to an education. They were not given the right to eat food in a restaurant. So you're equating holding up a sign and whining and moaning that a politician wants to enforce laws that are already on the books that are just and legal. I mean, that's something that people, who are pro-illegals, will at least admit that there are laws on the books. They're not discriminatory. They're legitimate. They'll even say, criminals should be deported. We shouldn't let criminals here. I mean, people that are pro amnesty will even say, well, yes, you should deport the criminals, but you shouldn't deport children. You shouldn't deport people that haven't broken any laws, even though they're breaking law just by being here illegally, but shouldn't deport anybody who hasn't broken any law. So even what they are protesting, even what they're protesting is blurred, because people that are illegal will say, well, yeah, criminals should be deported, and these protesters are trying to act as if they are MLK and they're marching for voting rights. It's just insane. It's insane. They're delusional. They really are. They're delusional. They're literally delusional. So the police were keeping these people back. Some individuals are getting pepper sprayed. They would not get out of the street. So this woman got in the face of Dan the horse and screamed, ah! Tried to scare the horse. But it's a horse. Can't scare a horse. Come on. Can't look at a horse and scream. It's not going to work. It's not going to get the horse to say, oh, okay, I'm going to turn around and get out of the way. So when the horse didn't react, she punched the horse in the face. And then once she punched the horse in the face, she ran. She ran and blended in with the 200 plus protesters. There's the liberal for you. There is a peaceful, that's a peaceful protester for you. And of course, you're not going to hear about this on CNN. Not going to hear about this on MSNBC. Not going to hear about that. Doesn't fit the narrative. Doesn't fit the narrative of white neo-Nazis that are at the Trump rallies specifically looking to beat people up. Specifically. They just go to Trump rallies with one thing in mind, and that's to beat people up. See, this doesn't fit. Doesn't fit the narrative. The white liberal protester who punches a horse, a police horse in the face, doesn't fit their narrative. The black Trump supporter. A black Trump supporter who punches a white protester with a Confederate flag and a picture of Donald Trump and that Confederate flag and that protester screaming and yelling doesn't fit the liberal narrative. You can't have a black Trump supporter punch a white guy in the face. You can't do that. Doesn't fit the narrative. You can't. That blows the whole neo-Nazi, uneducated white guy who's just sitting at the Trump rally looking to beat Mexicans and black people up. Guarantee they're not going to talk about the woman who punched the horse in the face. Guarantee. Just like I was 100% right about none of the media, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, none of them would be covering the UC Merced incident. I said nobody would, and nobody did. Nobody. Nobody. Rachel Maddow. Lawrence O'Donnell, Wolfie Blitzer, Don Lemon, none of them did a 10, 15-minute segment discussing the UC Merced incident and the fact that the FBI finally came out and said, yeah, it was a terrorist attack. They didn't do that. They're not going to talk about the protester that punched a horse in the face. They arrested her. She's done. She's done. Like I said, she posted bond, punched a horse in the face. So that's what happened this weekend. That is the riots. That's the protesters. And that's the Trump rally. Oh, my.